Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Dee Crane, and we're going to be talking about Neighbors of Hope and their new Women's and Children's Ministry Center. Dee, I'm so excited.
We are so excited. It's been a really long time in the making.
It has, you know, years.
Years, yes.
So tell us about the center. It's in Tecumseh.
Yes, it's in Tecumseh. It's on the east end of Herrick Hospital. It's the former site of the former Herrick Manor.
Okay.
And we are fully renovated, and we are open for business and have all of our rooms ready, and it is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
You know, there's a lot of confusion over what the Ministry Center does. Some people refer to it as a shelter, but sheltering is not all that happens there.
No, it was very deliberate on Neighbors of Hope's part to call it a ministry center instead of a homeless shelter, because we do a lot more than sheltering. Mm-hmm. Sheltering is part of what we do, but we are a complete program that helps women restore, renew, refresh, start over. We provide programs for them and care for them that allows them to be able to become independent within hopefully 6 to 8 months out on their own again.
There you go. I know, on a backtrack just a little bit. So ProMedica was wonderful with selling the building for a dollar to Neighbors of Hope, but we've also had quite a few people involved with the renovations.
Quite a few people. I think we're into hundreds, if not maybe a thousands.
Yes.
The amount of volunteers and people that have stepped up and embraced this ministry has been absolutely overwhelming.
Exactly. Of course, Midwest Energy and Communications has been a great partner. They came earlier in the spring and helped with tearing down trees that were no longer viable and trimming bushes and such, but most recently with their contribution to the beautification of the outdoor area.
Midwest has been incredible. It doesn't matter whether it's raining or if it's 95 degrees out there. They are out there, and they have done a lot of work with the actual courtyard. But mm-hmm. what they have done with our courtyard furnishings mm-hmm. to make that the most incredibly beautiful outdoor space any person could ever want to sit in and enjoy, it's stunning.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that Neighbors of Hope tries to do with all their different ministries, is it's all about elevating the people that we're helping. And of course, the rooms are nice, the bedrooms and such, but something about sitting outside is very healing.
Something about sitting outside is extremely healing, and it's set up in such a way that we're hoping we can be outside for a whole lot of the year. And it'll be a place where the door will open from the children's center, so the mm-hmm. children can go in and out and play outside. But then when women either come home from work or they're just needing some time out there, it's a space to feel God's presence really close.
Exactly. So how many women or women and children will you be able to serve then at the center?
When we are finally at capacity, and we have been starting very slowly so that we have everything right and know exactly what's happening when, but when we are at capacity, we will be able to house 54 women and children at the center.
What a life-changing thing that'll be for women and, of course, women with children that need just that little extra help to get back on their feet.
Absolutely. It's a overused phrase, but the hand up instead of a handout is really the applicable way to say it. Mm-hmm. It's just giving women that have come across some crisis in their life, and we're all probably only a crisis away ourselves, but give them a chance to heal and to recover and then to get back on their feet. And when they go out the door, we want to be able to celebrate with them and see them only when they come back to visit and show us all the progress they've made.
There you go. I know one of the stories that you told me a long time ago that I'd love to share with our listeners is through no fault of their own. Sometimes people don't realize that it could be a medical crisis, that the next thing they knew, they're paying for medication and they can't pay their rent. Or a simple thing with the child became sick. Now she's missing work and now she loses her job. Then she loses her apartment. What do you do? Because you have to take care of your child. And so this kind of ministry will help women like that to just have that safe place to get it back together.
Absolutely. I don't think we understand that homelessness with women in Lenawee County looks really different than what we think it probably should. And it is. It's women that have come across something that they never anticipated, and they just are no longer able to pay the bills. And yes, I've had a couple of families that I've worked with that it has been a health crisis, juvenile diabetes with a child, something, multiple sclerosis with a spouse, a fire in a home. So it's those kinds of things that will be helping women take a step back, ability to breathe, ability to get some child care with us and some help and be able to get back on their feet.
There you go. I know you have a lot of volunteers, but of course more are always needed. And what is the best way if someone wants to get involved and learn more about Neighbors of Hope and of course the Women's and Children's Ministry Center? What do you recommend? What steps should they take?
There's a couple of steps that they can take. They can always address me through my email, which is ddee@neighborsofhope.com. I'll get back with them right away with the volunteer times and a chance to meet them. They may also stop by the center. They can ring the front doorbell, and while we are secured and they'll be beeped in, I can certainly give them information at that particular time. And we also have a telephone at the center, and you can call the center at area code 517-301-4929.
There you go. So thank you so much, Dee. And of course, we want to wish everyone associated with Neighbors of Hope and the Women's and Children's Ministry Center just, you know, fabulous luck in the future. It's a loving thing and definitely being a good neighbor. So we appreciate you sharing the information with us.
Thanks for asking me, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.